AM 910 WJCW, Carlin Elick with you right here in Tri-Cities Talk Radio 814, we'll call it. And it's time, as we do every Tuesday about this time, to check in with Susie Cloyd from Asbury Place in Kingsport with her popular program called Ask Asbury, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
Glad you could join us this morning here. And,
Thank you.
You've got all sorts of things going on. You've got brought a special guest and so forth. Which do you want to do first?
Well, I want you to hear from our special guest this morning, Laura Waddy. She is the Lifestyles and Activities Coordinator at Asbury Place's Dedman Hill. She works just fervently with the assisted living residents, memory care. And I want her to tell you, in her own words, how she works with our residents and families and how she makes, just a very special place at Asbury Place at Stedman Hill.
Well, good morning, Laura. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Welcome.
Glad you could join us this morning. How long have you been with Stedman Hill now?
Actually, in a couple of days, I will have worked with the company for 14 years.
Wow.
And Asbury, I think it's at least 8 of those.
Excellent, excellent. Well, wonderful. So you know what you're doing then at your job, right?
Well, I'd like to think I know what
I'm
doing.
There you go. I'm always impressed by folks' titles of what they are and what they do, and I always think of, business cards, what that look like. Lifestyles coordinator, that sounds to me like it would be a lot of fun. It would be a lot of giving and helping people as well, too. I mean, we all have lifestyles, right? I mean, you have to sort of lock into that and go forward, I suppose. What exactly does a lifestyles coordinator do, Laura?
I'm supposed to primarily do the programming. COVID has affected that
a lot, sure.
In terms of me having to do more of it than I did in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to build my volunteer base up again because I did lose some people
Wow. Because
of it.
But
honestly, the best way I can describe it is when we have a new resident come in, I like to get to know them, and the families can be very helpful because if they have any dementia or Alzheimer's, it can be hard to get them to answer the questions.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to find out the things that they used to enjoy doing, so that I can try to make sure that I invite them to the programming that meets those needs, because
mm-hmm.
Our focus is trying to maintain their well-being. And there are a lot of aspects to that for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Physical is one of them.
Sure.
It's very important that we keep them in the shape they came in, because if there's a serious decline, then that can mean a more advanced level of care for someone.
Right.
So keeping them active and hopefully doing it in a fun way to where they don't feel like it's really a gruesome type of experience.
Right. Physical
because,
exercise.
Yeah,
drop
yeah,
and
that,
give me
come
20.
On, come on and do exercise. So I had to get inventive, and one of the things that they love to do is play kickball.
Hmm.
And kickball, of all things, my population, most of them have to be seated. There are some that could do standing exercises, but most of them need to be seated.
Right.
So you really wouldn't think, but sitting in a chair doing kickball, it involves their legs and their hands because the ball comes up above their knees and they have to swat it back.
Mm-hmm.
And eye coordination and mental cognitive is involved. So
mm-hmm.
serves a lot of basic needs, not just, the physical, because
right.
it does involve the cognitive also and keeps them moving in a way that will improve their balance.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't move your head side to side a lot,
right.
then that affects your balance.
Right.
So that's one aspect of it. Another one that's very important is social engagement. And COVID showed how important that is. Because
right. We were all estranged.
Yeah, they were estranged from each other. They were left in their room. It did affect them physically. But studies show that being socially engaged is one of the ways to live the longest that we can.
Mm-hmm.
We as humans need to have that interaction with one another.
Right.
And that you can meet that in a variety of needs, because if they make friends with each other, that's one way, because if they then visit each other in the room or rely on each other, you know, for problems that they're having, mm-hmm. To talk to each other. That's a very important thing.
I would think, yeah.
Having someone you trust that you can talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just one person, so I try to do that as much as I can.
Sure,
but there are a lot of people that I have to meet their needs. And just, it's amazing how much if you do small group activities where they can socialize while you're doing mm-hmm. them, then I found that meets their needs in a way sometimes that the larger groups where they're not really interacting
right.
with each other. So the social can be anything from making friends. Meal time is a good time.
Mm-hmm.
When they eat, most people engage,
right.
you know, in conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And that will definitely improve their emotional well-being, just like exercise. When you do strenuous exercise and it releases your endorphins,
sure.
I believe that's correct,
mm-hmm.
then that improves your mood also. So
right.
all of these things can feed into our emotional well-being
right.
as well as meeting a specific other component of well-being.
Right. Thinking out loud right now with Laura Waddy, who is Lifestyles Coordinator at Stedman Hill in Kingsport. And, you know, Laura, as we're sitting here and talking about this, everything you described to me, I could see your residents, as you described the processes and the various things, developing big smiles.
Yes. I mean, that's what you aim for, and laughter is one of the best medicines that can ever be, and trying to get them laugh. I know when someone comes to me with a problem, if I can get them, or they're not feeling well, if I can just get them to take their mind off of whatever it is,
right.
and get them to smile and get them to redirect them, then it really does make a significant difference in the rest of their day.
Mm-hmm.
And laughter, period, does. So
right.
anything that where we can engage people where they are having fun and they enjoy doing what they're doing
mm-hmm.
is going to promote their well-being.
You mentioned several different group activities, individual sorts of things. I wanted to ask you about that in a moment, but Susie Cloyd back in the back row raised her hand. She has a question.
Well, a couple things, not question, but a comment.
Oh.
One thing that I wanted to make sure the listeners knew about, and Laura had a lot to do with this, she spearheaded it up, is throughout our resident survey process this year, Laura almost got 100% response on our
wow,
resident
nice.
Survey process. And that was residents and families.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that's huge. It goes way beyond the resident. And it also filters into and affects families and people who are, you know, a part of that resident's lives. So kudos to Laura for being able to find a creative way to, I believe we ended up at 98%. So, you
there
know,
you
two
go.
Points away from 100% engagement with our resident survey. And then I want Laura to talk about the religious and spiritual aspect at Asbury Place at Stedman Hill. She has such a large following of churches, programs, and ministers that come to Stedman Hill. Residents absolutely love that. The singing, the praising, the worshiping. Laura, touch on that for just a minute.
That was another component that I was going to bring up, and
mm-hmm.
it can be called the spiritual.
Sure, absolutely.
Because we do want to, at other communities, especially where there's a more diverse population, to meet the needs of any religion that
sure.
someone adheres to.
Mm-hmm.
But we have primarily been, we were in the past Methodist affiliated. And so we have a long, strong tradition of Methodist ministers and lay ministers who have come for I don't even know how many years. I mean, since Stedman Hill opened.
Mm-hmm.
And they still continue to come and do worship on Sundays. And
wonderful.
They come, several groups have come throughout the week also. And for our population, which is primarily Christian,
mm-hmm.
that's a very important aspect
sure.
of their well-being, is meeting those spiritual needs. And many of the residents do read their Bibles daily.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just that connection with God that they have in their hearts and their minds,
right.
that can cheer them up also in a way that other things can't. because that's been such an important part of their lives. And when we do have a devotion, and even ones that I've led, getting them to discuss their past and things that have happened and what have been important in their formation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have people who have been ministers' wives, you know, mm-hmm. and that's been their life.
Yes.
And so getting them to discuss their past experiences and share them has been an important part of the socialization during those activities also.
You had a word there, sharing, and I think that's sharing. You mentioned it several times, very important. Smiles and sharing, for sure. Laura Waddy has been joining us and telling us what she does at Stedman Hill as Lifestyles Coordinator. Fascinating conversation. Come back and see us again, will you?
I will.
All righty. You're most welcome. Susie, what you got for
us? Well, I just want to make sure the listeners can know that they can trust their families to us there at Asbury Place at Stedman Hill.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do a shout out to Diz Downing. She was a guest on the show a couple weeks ago, and she'll be a guest again in December.
Okay.
Today is her birthday.
Ah, very
this
good.
This is her mm-hmm. first birthday in Tennessee when she moved from Arizona to come live at Asbury Place, Kingsport. So happy birthday, Diz Downing. And then wanted to remind all the listeners about Bonfires and Booze.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the B-O-O-S.
Yes, yes.
Scary kind of booze. Lightning Charlie, he will be in our courtyard on October 27th at 4:30 to play seasonal songs and enjoy a social hour on that day, October 27th. So you can call me, 423-830-8502, Asbury Place at Kingsport.org.
Sounds good. Susie Cloyd, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.